Hello and welcome to Locked On Astros, your daily Astros podcast. Here are your hosts, Eric the Man Heisman and Brett H-Town Wheelhouse Chansey.
We are Locked On Houston Astros, and we hope that you join us for a daily Locked On Astros podcast. My name is Eric Heisman. You can find me on Twitter at Eric Cockstros. Find the show at Locked On Astros. Your team every day. Brett, where can you find you at?
They can find me at H-Town Wheelhouse on Twitter and Astros411 on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Always positive, always Stros.
All righty. So I know this was a game that it looked like it was in the Astros' hands, and it seemed like everything was going right for the Astros, and even Zach Greinke got hit, and the stars seemed to be in line for the Houston Astros, and this looked like it was going to be a tied series. And then it just 2-1, and then 2-2, and then that freaking home run that just barely got about Alvarez's glove. I don't know if Brantley would have caught that. I don't know if any other outfielder would have caught
it. That was a bang bang play. That was a very hard hit ball by Jorge Soler. It was an excellently hit ball, and my neighbor who I was watching the game with basically had said, "I think Brantley might have gotten that." I don't know. You know what? Would have, should have, could have. But bottom line is, they didn't, Eric. And in the first three innings, you thought that with all of the runners that got on base, with all of the traffic that was being allowed, that there was no way the Astros weren't going to come out into the fourth inning and have a 7-0 lead. And instead, they got two runs by the fourth inning. It was only two runs. Who scored both of those runs? Altuve scored on the first one, and then he hit the solo shot on the second one. I remember going, yes, it's a two-run homer. Oh, wait, nobody's on base. Dang it. Like, you know, it was a game of should have, would have, could have, and didn't. It was another game where a lot of the big names, namely Alex Bregman, who I think a lot of people are really down on right now, something's not right with him. I'm not saying he's not healthy, but his swing is off. His mentality is off. And it is just one of those things where something's not right with Bregman.
Right.
I even thought, why don't they just put Diaz in at third? Like, sit him on the bench. I mean, they obviously aren't going to move in the lineup. They may do that. We'll talk about that later.
Yeah, he's Alex Bregman.
Take him out of the lineup. No, you don't take him out of the lineup. But if after two or three at bats, you're 0-4 and you got strikeouts, let someone else take a crack at it. You only have two runs. This is the World Series. This isn't game 56 of a regular season. This is like, you have to win these games. And if he's not feeling it, I mean, dude, he's going down looking at fastballs down the middle of the plate.
All right. Bregman's batting 071. Alvarez is batting 091. You have Cray batting 043. There's just a lot going on with this lineup right now, and it's not just – there's just a lot to kind of – there's a lot of blame to be thrown around, and the Astros offense got off to the hot start with Altuve getting the single and then coming around to score. Then the Astros scored another run, but it just wasn't enough. You can't keep on just scoring two runs and expecting to win a game. And
yeah,
I know the Braves did it the day before, but that's just because the Astros were shut out. And it's just frustrating because it just seems like it was in the cards that Greinke came out and pitched his butt out after how many pitches did he throw? 58. I think that's where we said he was going to throw, and that was pretty good.
I honestly still think that I would not have minded him coming out another time, another inning. I would not have had a problem him pitching again to the lineup because he was 0-for at the time, and you had the lead. And I do question some of the bullpen moves. Now, I heard an answer from Dusty Baker because I was wondering, Eric, why he pulled Stanek when he did and put Javier in. And this is what he said. He said, much of what, you know, they basically asked him this. Was it more the Braves pitching tonight that won, or was it the Astros' lack of hitting? And Dusty said, good pitching beats good hitting. And then they asked, well, why was Stanek taken out for Javier? He said, well, Javier takes an inning to warm up. And I believe what Dusty was insinuating was Javier was the person to originally come in that spot anyways. He just wasn't ready. They were able to get Stanek ready, and I don't think there was any plan for Stanek to go more than one inning. Personally, I would have thought Stanek staying in a second inning, even though he pitched the day before, because all he threw were breaking balls. You know what I'm saying? And so at the end of the day, it is just they made some mistakes here and there. The Braves only scored 3 runs, okay? They're not world beaters. They've scored 5 runs in 2 games. They've gotten a couple really bad pitches. Javier meatballed that pitch over the plate. I think most softball players probably could have crushed that ball out of the park. And, I mean, the Braves did enough. They did what they had to do to win. They scored more than the Astros. They only needed 3 runs. So when you score 2 runs, no matter how high-powered offense this is, and I don't think anybody underestimated the Braves. I think the Braves are overplaying expectations. They're an 88-win team. They've hit injured teams. They've played against teams that aren't at full strength, and they're in the World Series. They deserve credit. Their pitchers, their bullpen, has been their saving grace. Their bats have not been, outside these solo home runs, have not been the thing that's been getting them to the end. They've been getting there, you know. That's right. It only took 3 runs because the Astros' hitting is not coming through. Give it to the Braves pitching, Eric. Give it to the relief pitchers. Tonight, they looked really good. I mean, I know last night I was down on them. I was like, we're going to beat them. Or not we. They're going to win. They're going to beat the Braves. And they just didn't.
Yeah, I mean, the Braves, they won the game 2-0 the other day. And they came back and they got the win tonight. And the Astros are now, they now have their backs against the wall. They now play game 5. I know Framber Valdez, he's been in a situation before where he has to get a win or it's time to go home. So I think that if you're going to have anybody, you need this guy on the mound. But at the same time, you're in Atlanta. This is a big situation, and it's kind of scary. And I was hoping for this game. I was not as confident as you were, apparently, but I just thought that they needed this game. It was a must win. But as Carlos Correa said, today, tomorrow or Sunday, whatever this is, I guess it's after midnight, this is a must win game today. So what we're gonna look at is I think we're going to see Dusty Baker have to look at maybe dropping Alex Bregman in the lineup. And I know that they addressed that after the game, and he said, well, I'll have to look at it and say, and we'll have to talk about it tomorrow, because he's just not looking like Alex Bregman of the past. And I know he's never been a big, big postseason hitter. He's had some big clutch home runs, but his stats don't say he's been a big, great postseason hitter. But I don't want to say it's just on Bregman. I mean, Correa is still not batting great. Gurriel is his overall stats say that he's having a great postseason. Alvarez's stats saying he's having a great postseason. But the Astros as a whole, they're just struggling against the Braves. And so, yes, I give the Braves a lot of credit. They have come out and they have pitched. And once again, they use their key guys in this game. Whenever the Braves have the lead, you're going to see their key guys in their bullpen. And that's what we saw in this game today. And Christian Javier, he's normally been nails for the Houston Astros. It just wasn't his day. And the Astros end up losing that game, unfortunately.
Yeah, no. Real quick, I'm going to do something. For those of y'all who are listening, I was putting on my analyst hat because some people think I'm trying to be a fan and not an analyst. And so let me put on my analyst hat and just try to make sure y'all understand what's being discussed on this podcast. The Houston Astros simply did not get the job done. Who was the better team tonight? The Atlanta Braves. Who has the better players and the better cast of characters? The Houston Astros. Who's getting the job done? the Atlanta Braves. They did what you're supposed to do to win ball games. You don't have to score 12 runs. You don't have to score a crooked number in every inning. You, like Dusty Baker said, if you're got good pitching, it's going to beat good hitting. That's just what happened. And the bats did not show up. The bats were not alive for the most part. And at the end of the day, you had the Astros were 0-for-11, I believe. No, 0-for-8 with runners in scoring position. The Braves were 1-for-5. But you know what the difference between the Braves 1-for-5 and the Astros 0-for-8 is the Braves scored one more run than the Astros. You know what I'm saying? So they did what they needed to do. And so, but if there's a team, Eric, in the major leagues that can come back and bring hope back, Dusty Baker said, remember, we were down 3-0 to the Rays last year. And that was without fans. And that was without a home crowd. You squeak out a win in game 5 against this Braves team and you bring it back to Minute Maid Park, it changes everything.
Yeah.
The Braves deserve credit. I've never not given them credit, but I'm not going to say they're the better team on paper. It is not what you do in the regular season. It's what you do in the playoffs. And that's why we decide a World Series by the World Series. We don't go, okay, you won the most games, you win the title. So at the end of the day, it's just one of those things where we are all trying to be analysts here. Yes, we are. We are fans of this team, but we're not naive enough to ignore the glaring issues that this team is facing right now.
Yeah, so it kind of makes you want to wonder about Built Bar. Like, it's late at night. We're all kind of stressed out about this. Built Bar sounds great. Tell us about that.
Yeah, Built Bar is the best tasting protein bar in the land. It's healthy for you, dropped in 100% chocolate. They got all these amazing flavors, 9 amazing flavors. What I suggest, you go to built.com, use a promo code LOCKED15 to get 15% off and get a mixed box. You get 2 of each of their 9 main flavors. They also have things called Built Puffs. I mean, the sky's the limit with this company. It's amazing. They're healthy. They're great. If you're the healthy conscious guy or girl, if you're on the keto diet, whatever it is you're doing, you're really hitting the gym every day, 17 to 18 grams of protein, calories ranging from 130 to 180, only 4 to 5 grams of sugar, 4 to 5 grams of net carbs, all amazing flavors, all tasty, all healthy. The grasshopper cookie, raspberry, or whatever you like. So go to built.com, use the promo code LOCKED15 to get 15% off your first order. Built Bar, the best bar in the biz.
I wonder if Matches Mac made a good bet on the Astros right now, but I wonder what betonline.ag would say.
Oh man, the odds probably just went in the favor of the Atlanta Braves for the first time. We're back and better than ever in a new web interface to start the basketball season and more props, odds, and lines than ever before. BetOnline remains your number one spot for all the basketball and football action this season. I mean, hey, you could be up in the Super Bowl by 35 points and lose to the Patriots like the Atlanta Falcons did, but you wouldn't know how to bet on a game like that. So if you don't, head to your new updated desktop or mobile website to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use a promo code Locked On to receive your bonus. That's right. Some cities have worse luck than Houston. For basketball, football, baseball, postseason, NHL, boxing, and UFC, right to your favorite Vegas casino games. Don't wait to take advantage of all the amazing offers available for the 2021 season. Bet online is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your favorite sports. Bet online, where the game starts.
All righty. So, guys, thank you for making the Locked On Astros podcast your first listen every day, whether it's on YouTube. Keep on subscribing. Keep on giving us the thumbs up and keep on liking. And if you like the listen in your car on the way to work, make sure you listen to the audio version, whether it's Spotify, Odyssey, Apple, wherever you listen to your podcast. Make sure you keep on listening to Locked On Astros podcast every day. So I know that a lot of people are frustrated right now. Being down 3-1 in a World Series is never a great situation. And I'm not going to lie, sugarcoat it, and I'm not going to put on the whatever Brett's glasses are telling him to say and say, we got this. The Astros are going to have to pull off a miracle.
Wait, hold on. Time out.
No, let me talk.
No, I didn't say we got this. I said, if there's any team in the major league that can come back, it's the Houston Astros. Don't put words in my mouth. I didn't say we got this. Okay.
All right. But in order to get back to Houston, they're going to have to win this game.
Obviously. Yeah.
So this is a must win. And Framber Valdez has got to figure out how to throw strikes. He's got to figure out how to go deep in game. But it doesn't even really matter what happens with the pitching. If the offense can't score a lot of runs, it doesn't matter what the pitching does. But in this case, I think that I really feel good about this game. We saw how Framber Valdez just stepped up against the Red Sox in the ALDS, and the Red Sox have a little bit better lineup than the Braves a little bit. I mean, I would say that they compare pretty favorably, but I just think that if he's on and he goes six innings, I think the Astros win. But if it's another short outing where he only goes two, three innings, I don't know.
I was surprised tonight, Eric, that the first solo shot that was hit that Javier gave up, he threw curveballs to Austin Riley, and Austin Riley was looking really, really bad at that plate appearance. I believe it was Riley, wasn't it? No, Swanson. Wait, hold on. I'm sorry. Swanson was looking really bad. Sorry, I got my Braves mixed up. See, I just don't really know these guys. Swanson gets up and he hits that home run. Before that home run, he had thrown him like two curveballs where he just looked silly swinging the bat. And then he put that ball right in the heart of the plate and he crushed it. And there were some mistakes, and those mistakes were highlighted, and those mistakes mushroomed into a victory for the Braves because the Astros did not capitalize at the beginning. They got the first three innings, they got the lead guy on. They had traffic. And the announcers even said, if you keep giving the Astros opportunities, they're going to expose that. They didn't. They just didn't. They did half of the job. You know, knowing is half the battle. Well, I know I have runners on base, but now I've got to get them home. And that's just baseball sometimes. That's what's going to happen. That's why this game will humble you in a second.
Yeah. And if the Astros lose this, it's going to be frustrating, especially how close some of these games have been, especially that 2-0 game and this game, the 3-2 game. It's like it's frustrating. It's kind of reminds you of how that World Series was in 2005 when all those games were close. Yeah, the White Sox swept the Astros, but all those games it felt like they were closer than they really were, I guess, in the situation. But yeah, this game today just got away from the Astros, and it felt like that they were in control. And then all of a sudden, just like that, Christian Javier came in, and just everything just kind of fell apart. And I don't know much to say about this.
Well, here's the thing.
All we can do is just hope that Framber Valdez comes out and he's the ace. And even if he is the ace, then you've got to hope that the other guys come out and control the game in game six and game seven as well.
Excellent point. Jose Altuve's fly out at the end of, right there at the end of the game would have been a home run in 26 of 30 parks across the major leagues, including Minute Maid Park. But 26, not one or two. It would have been a home run in just about any park out there. And credit Eddie Rosario, I was shocked that he actually caught that ball. It was a great play. You know, tip the cap to him. And it was just one of those nights. Diaz gets up, and I could have sworn that ball was going out. It had so much topspin, it just died in left field. They were that close. They were like, they showed a slow motion picture of Altuve doing like this much. Like, he knew he just missed the ball. That, if Diaz and Altuve barrel up those balls, what's the score? It's 4-3. The Braves don't win that game. But we can't work in like what could have happened, what should have happened, what did happen, what's reality. The Astros have their backs against the wall. They absolutely face elimination. They don't win, they go home. If they win, they go home and they get to play another day. And the Minute Maid crowd in game six will be electric, more electric than it was in game two. And yours truly over there has tickets to it. So Astros, I want to see Eric the Man Heisman at Game 6 of the World Series. I want to see him there and watch them extend it to a Game 7 and just go from there. The Astros and Braves both have to play a game tomorrow. Both teams have to win. One of them has to lose. One of them has to win. And at the end of the day, our cast of characters, when we have Brantley and Correa and Bregman, and these guys are coming up, and Alvarez, and they're not getting the job done, I don't know how you expect them to win. I can say on paper they're better. Everybody knows they're better on paper, but you got to go out and actually play the game and do it.
Yeah. So we don't know who's starting for Braves tomorrow. It's going to be another probably bullpen game. I know Wright came in and pitched actually 4 2/3 innings today and kind of saved a lot of the bullpen today. But Lee got the start today, so it's probably going to be another bullpen game for the Braves again tomorrow. So we'll see what the situation is. But it's really going to be on Framber Valdez. Where do they put Bregman? I don't think that they take Bregman out of the lineup, but they're probably going to move him down in the lineup. And so I don't know who they're going to move up, but you have one of your, I know he had an off day today, but he still had two walks, but Gurriel is you can move him up. Tucker's had a great postseason all around. And
I would put Tucker, I would put Tucker third or, you know, Yuli third, like you said.
Yeah. So there's got to be a way that Dusty can manipulate the lineup and to try to get some offense going, because otherwise you're going to be home, and then Carlos Correa could be saying, okay, all right, peace out. And it could be all over. But I mean, so we'll see. Framber Valdez has got to go out there, pitch the game of his career, and we've got to see the offense just do better. I mean, yes, they scored. They had 8 hits, which is better than 2 hits they had the game before. But it just they've got to be more consistent, and they can't have they can't leave 11 runners left on base. And but we can't leave the show without talking about Jose Altuve. He did have another home run today, and now he sits alone with 23 career postseason home runs. He just passed Bernie Williams, so now he is alone with 23 career postseason home runs. He just has to catch Manny Ramirez. I believe he has 29. So that's something positive, I guess, that Jose Altuve is going up the charts. So. Yeah. The little teapot that's short and stout. Thank you, Braves, for doing that, by the way.
Say that again.
You didn't hear that apparently in game 3 that the organist, when Jose Altuve came up to bat, they're doing the I'm a little teapot, short and stout.
Wow. And you know what? Jose Altuve is bigger than 90% of the people in that stadium. So, I mean, that's okay. They can hate all they want to. He's an amazing human being. I love it.
Yeah. And Carlos Gray is in favor of the universal DH. I think that Alvarez is in favor of that, Dusty Baker, and most of the American League is in favor of that as well. So, and Carlos Gray after the game also said that he thinks that that was an impossible play for Alvarez to make on that home run ball by Soler. So it's baseball. It's unfortunately the
baseball. It's what happens. Tip your hat to the Braves. They're doing what nobody expected them to do. And people that picked them, they were being homers. I mean, the Locked On Braves, Jake host, didn't even pick the Braves to win. And so at the end of the day, like I said, it doesn't matter what's on paper. It matters like who shows up and who shows out. And they showed up and they showed out. I mean, Jorge Soler comes in and pinch hits and absolutely crushes the ball. I said it on our crossover. The guy is a tank. He has kind of resurrected his hitting career. He was not the promised rookie. He was injured when he came over to the Braves. So to wrap this up, the Houston Astros fall. They're down 1-3 in this series, and they will give a valiant effort in tomorrow's game. Let's hope it's a victory so we come back to Minute Maid Park and send Eric the Man Heisman to Game 6.
You're determined to get me to go to this game, aren't you?
No. Yeah, man. I want you to, because, dude, you bought a ticket to go to the World Series game, and you work hard as a teacher, and I think you deserve the right to go, and I think the Astros need to hear this, and I think there's a lot of reasons for them to play. They have a lot of motivation. So really all the pressure's on the Braves right now. They have to, I mean, why would you want to lose and possibly go away and have to clinch on the road?
Yeah. All right. So I think that's all we got for this Locked On Astros podcast. Thank you for making Locked On Astros podcast your first listen every day, whether it's after victory or defeat. All postseason, all offseason, we'll be your guys. So tune in and we'll talk to you tomorrow.